floor, we have an author ready to present. I think I'm still waking up. So we need, if Senator Price and Senator Onnerstedt could make their way to the hearing room, we can begin. Thank you. Suddenly, there's 100% attendance. Good morning. The Senate Committee on Local Government will come to order. Welcome Senator Onnerstedt, Senator Price, Senator DeSaulnier. Elvia, will you please call the roll?
Senators Kehoe?
Here.
Kehoe here, Onnerstedt. Onnerstedt here, DeSaulnier. DeSaulnier here, Price. Price here.
Good morning. We're going to start with file item two. Assemblymember Brownlee's here. This is AB 2554. Ms. Brownlee, whenever you're ready, welcome.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
We're all going to survive the last month. That's our vow.
Good morning, everybody. I had the privilege of presenting this bill a few weeks ago
with Senator Cox and his committee, and I'm happy to be here today. AB 2554 was introduced to authorize the district, the LA County Flood Control District, to collect a fee to fund clean water projects upon a voter approval and consistent with the provisions of Prop 218. This bill has been re-referred back to the committee, but the basic policy approved a few weeks ago has not changed. Amendments taken simply expand the fee over cities in addition to the county's unincorporated areas, reflecting an agreement worked out locally between the county and the cities regarding how to best allocate collected revenues. AB 2554 is essential to the operation of the district and an important first step for the region to address its significant pollution problems, improve public health, and develop green jobs. I appreciate your continued support and respectfully ask again for your aye vote. And I have with me here today Mr. Dan Wall from representing Los Angeles County.
Thank you, Ms. Brownlee. Before we go to your witnesses, there are some staff comments in the analysis, so I wonder if you could respond to comment two. And we know this has been a long discussion, and we see there's a lot of support.
That's the text.
If we could just get your response to, should the district use existing ability to impose this benefit? Why can't you do it already? Instead of the bill, should the legislature perhaps authorize the district to levy a special tax subject to Proposition 218?
I'll let Mr. Wall answer that. Quickly, LA County has the ability to assess, but not to tax. But I'll get
correct.
Let him and give a further explanation.
Alrighty.
There is a very real and significant problem with the assessment model, using the assessment model here, because with an assessment, you have to do an accounting that demonstrates with some precision that the benefit of the services conferred on a specific parcel are equal to the amount paid for that specific parcel. With a fee, basically, the accounting is not impossible. The accounting with a fee is for the whole watershed, upper LA River, for one example. We identify what the cost of the services are to clean up the stormwater runoff in the upper LA River, and then you apportion that cost of those services on a reasonable basis to each of the parcels. And that's the level of accounting. So that's very much doable, but the other is not. And
very
that's
good.
Why.
Very good. And do you want to add your comments?
Yes. Madam Chair, Dan Wall, representing the Board of Supervisors of Los Angeles County. We're the sponsor of the bill. I think the the author has said it all. I'd be happy to answer any questions, but this bill is absolutely crucial for the county because federal penalties that are quite substantial are looming over the county of LA as well as the 85 cities that that exist within the flood control district.
Serious issue. You, sir? Good morning.
Good morning. Michael Arnold, representing the city of Long Beach, and here to echo the support for the measure. Importantly, stormwater runoff is a regional issue. The County of Los Angeles has done a very, very good job of negotiating this within the region. It's supported within the region by the cities in addition to the county, and it will be of great importance to cities like Long Beach, and we're sort of at the end of the drainage area, so everything
flows downhill.
Precisely. So this kind of approach is the only way to deal with this issue on a region-wide basis, and therefore we're very, very supportive of the measure.
Very good. Thank you. Any further testimony in favor? Mr. Gonzalez.
Madam Chair, members, Jason Gonzalez, representing a number of the cities within the region and strong support. Just want to thank, this is pains me, LA County for all their hard work, and most notably Ryan Alsop at the local level. They truly did bring our clients along, and thank you again.
Good. Next, please.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members. Christopher Trunnell here on behalf of California Relief and Tree People, two urban forestry organizations active in the LA region in very strong support. Thank you.
Very good. And seeing no further support testimony, I think we have opposition testimony. Welcome, sir.
Madam Chair, members, David Wolf here with the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. We are opposed to the bill for the same reasons we were when it came to this committee a couple of weeks ago. The amendments to the bill do not change our position. We do believe that the county does have the existing authority to impose assessments, and they don't need new revenue authority that this bill would bring on. We do believe existing procedures to raise revenue are sufficient. So for those reasons, we'd ask for a no vote. Thank you.
Thank you. Members, comments or questions? Important bill. Do I have a motion? Senator Price?
I think it's very significant that there's such a collaborative effort between the district, between the city and the county, and I think it's an important template that we should use on some other projects as well.
I would describe it as a historic agreement.
I would share that, and I move the bill.
It's all downhill.
Thank you, Mr. Price. We have a motion by Senator Price. If there's no further discussion, Elvia, I'll ask you to call the roll.
The motion is do pass. Senators Kehoe?
Aye.
Kehoe, aye. Onestad? No. Onestad, no. Desaulniers?
Aye.
Desaulniers, aye. Price?
Aye.
Price, aye.
The bill is out.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Brownlee.
Have a good day, everyone.
Thank you. We'll be starting in a few minutes. Senator Wright, welcome.
This is actually a simple bill, madam.
I see it has no opposition.
Name is last words.
I thought the same shoes you wore yesterday.
Oh, absolutely not. That would be against the law.
How can you ask? No. Good morning, Senator Wright. I noticed the bill has no opposition, so...
It's a simple bill, and I know that in the analysis they raised the question of why are we doing it now as opposed to waiting since it doesn't sunset until 2012, and I'm going to let Mr. Kingston elaborate on that, but essentially it takes a while to get them going, so if you have some certainty going forward for the people who are in this business, it allows them to know where they're going to be, and one of the things we want to prevent for particularly for the multifamily developers and like is to know the next couple of years what the landscape is going to be so they can plan their investments and the like.
Very good. Certainly need more of it. Is that your response to comment one? There's a successful project in Long Beach. The extension would ensure that there's enough time to complete the formation and the process for the new district. So you're moving it out to 2012?
Right.
Thank you, sir. Your witnesses, go right ahead.
Thank you. Madam Chair, Ron Kingston, and members of the committee,
We are the sponsors, the Apartment Association of California Southern Cities, a large regional apartment association. And the reason why we are asking to extend this sunset date is because there are a couple other projects that are in the planning stages. They usually take 3 years. The first one is the one which is discussed in the committee analysis, and it just started about a year ago. Without having legislation this year, the property owners would that really, really want a multifamily improvement district will be most certainly delayed, and the project almost starts all over again. There is no controversial elements in Long Beach. In fact, the property owners that originally approved the initial creation did so by an 82% approval, and it's only the property owners that can vote to assess themselves. Second and finally, the other areas that are looking at creating this, there's almost over 90% approval rating at least. And the reason is because they see the huge success story that is happening in Long Beach in the first multifamily improvement district ever in the state.
Thank you very much. Is there further testimony in favor?
Madam Chair, members, Jason Gonzalez representing the City of Bellflower. The City of Bellflower is currently working on forming one of these assessment districts. The current economic conditions makes that a little bit challenging, but they're hopeful they'll be able to utilize this statute, and especially with the extension, we request your support. Thank you.
Yeah, maybe you could use Mr. Detweiler's microphone. There's no need to genuflect here.
Thanks,
Madam Chair. He's younger.
Michael Arnold, representing the City of Long Beach, and the City of Long Beach does, as the analysis indicate, have one of these improvement projects. It has
worked. What is Andy Street that's such a success?
Perhaps Mr. Kingston can give you the details.
All right, very briefly.
Very briefly, Madam Chair. The Andy Street is approximately a two-block area that was hugely ridden by crime, graffiti, property destruction, and what happened is the property owners got together with the City of Long Beach officials, and they formed a multifamily improvement district. And as a result,
with the assessments, they were able to do improvements in the neighborhood.
Yeah, and let me make one notable part. It took police calls down in 1 year from 480 calls now down to 210 calls in just this two-block area. That to me is a success story. Let alone cleaning up all the graffiti and the property owners want to pay for it.
And importantly, it's a voluntary local program, so the city is very supportive.
Very good. Any further testimony? Is there opposition? Just to call for it, I don't see any. Mr. Wright, we have a motion from Senator Onnestad. Would you care to close?
I ask for an aye vote.
Just a question.
Yes, Mr. Senator Price.
Right. Same concept, yes.
So there are security guards with uniforms or something.
The people decide kind of like what they put in it, but what it also spurs is you increase the possibility that you get investment capital, if the neighborhood's going to be improved, then the landlords are able to build.
Right. But I mean, in this neighborhood, though, this two-block area, what do they actually do?
What they do is they've engaged in security, graffiti cleanup, trash container pickup all the time.
Landscaping and lighting?
Landscaping, yeah, it's
everything.
The whole panoptic options they have pursued.
Good.
Successfully pursued.
But what that does is it increases the likelihood property that somebody would want to rent it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the property owner is invested, or rent it and or buy it, so that the property value is increased. And it's not a government program. Again, it's voluntary, and the property owners, as in a business improvement district, they bring it on themselves.
Very good. We'll take that as your close, Senator
Thank
Wright.
You.
Good idea. Elvia, will you please call the roll? There's no further discussion, right? Okay, go call the roll, please.
The motion is that the amendments be concurred in. Senators Kehoe?
Aye.
Kehoe, aye. Onnestad? Onnestad, aye. Desaulniers?
Aye.
Desaulniers, aye. Price?
Aye.
Price, aye.
The bill is out.
Thank you.
Members, that concludes the file. We'll adjourn the meeting, and you can take the next 9.5 minutes off.
Exhausted.